You mentioned about Churchill's lodging house.
Oh, yes, that was it. I tell you where it must have been. You know those modern houses at the top of Winchester Street? It must have been just along there. And it was sort of a doss house, really, but it was very clean and nice. And Mr. and Mrs. Churchill ran it. And, of course, how we knew about it, my son, I suppose, was about three or something, or probably about that age. I don't think I got Patricia. It was just Ken, I think. And we went in to see Uncle Jim, who was in there, and they had all this big row of stoves, and the old men used to cook their own food, and they had a huge trestle table and forms each side, and it was very, very clean. And upstairs they had all these little beds, and it was all sheets and everything, all nicely looked after. And Mrs. Churchill was a very kind woman, evidently. And of course Grandpa, when he was not wandering about, Uncle Jim, when he was not wandering about the country, would stay there. And I don't think they charged him a great deal, and he always got labouring work. He was a hard-working man. He wasn't a layabout, but he never seemed to settle anywhere, you know, which was a bit sad. But, it was a most interesting place. It really was, and all these dear old men sat in there. But it was, I can remember, it was rather dark, and they were there busy cooking their food. But it was a very good idea, really. And I know one of the sons of Mrs. Churchill went down in the hood, and that was dreadful. She had two boys, I think, and one of them, well, of course, this did happen, didn't it, with the war. But it was a very interesting place. And then just a bit farther down,